So the instructions in the Missal, right after the reading of the Gospel, it says, on Palm Sunday, the homily is to be kept very short. But it also says that I'm allowed to give a homily after the first Gospel. So I'm taking that time and I'm adding it here. Now, one thing we have to remember is that the same crowds that were standing in the streets waving their palm branches and shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David, Hail to the Messiah, and all of these things, these are the same people that in 24 hours are standing before Jesus yelling, Crucify him. So what changed in that time? What makes them go from thinking that he is the Messiah and offering him worship to demanding that he be killed and a prisoner, a murderer, be set free in his stead? And it's a very simple answer. It was their politics. See, they wanted their Messiah to come in as a political Messiah. They wanted Jesus to walk in, overthrow the Roman government, and establish himself as king and to rule them. But he wouldn't do it, and so they killed him. They prioritized their earthly politics above the heavenly message that God had sent them. They desired what this world could offer them much more than they desired what the Lord could offer them. And we may think that that's a crazy idea, and surely we wouldn't do that, but we absolutely would. That's why the church has us begin waving our palms and singing Hosanna to the Son of David, and then we end with all of you yelling out, Crucify him. It is a reminder to us that we are no different from those crowds. We would do the same thing today if Jesus walked in here and began to speak to us. And it's pretty easy to see that. You can just look at the division in our world. There was a recent study that came out. 60% of people would not marry someone of the opposite political persuasion. Opposite religion, not a problem. But opposite political views can't be with them, right? Their views on temporal matters, on a world that is certain to pass away and die, matters more to them than the possible salvation of souls. How many people have you met who will tell you, I can't talk to this person, I can't eat with this person, I can't whatever because of their political views? We never see Jesus act like that in the gospel. He spends all of his time with people who have views he doesn't agree with. He spends his time with tax collectors and prostitutes. He spends his time with the Pharisees and the scribes, all of whom hated him and were trying to persecute him and disagreed with him on almost every matter in temporal affairs. But he ate with them nonetheless. He loved them. He showed his mercy to them, and he tried to draw them into his kingdom. For some reason in modern times, we have made our politics into our religion. We get more offended that someone would vote differently than us than we do to see them sin. Think of the Ten Commandments. What's number two? Right. Using God's name in vain. Are you offended when you hear it? Do you walk away when you hear someone say that? It's number two on the list, and yet we see it so casually and we are indifferent to it. But they express an opinion we don't like on politics, and we are outraged. We get so angry that they could say such a thing. That shows us how deeply we have bought into the lie that the world sells us, that it is more important than anything else. As Christians, we have got to reject this. We have got to turn away from this trick that somehow the world is more important than our souls. What truly matters is the possibility of salvation, the possibility of living with Christ forever. He is the only one who can offer us true peace, true mercy, true love, and happiness. No one on earth can give us that. They may promise it, but they cannot do it. The church for 2,000 years has watched kingdoms rise and fall. We have watched every imaginable political ideology come and go. None of them survived, but God's word has, and it will continue. This nation may disappear tomorrow, but the church will still be here. We will still be proclaiming Christ, because he lasts forever. So let us let go of all of our biases and prejudices that cause us to hate one another over things that in the end do not truly matter, but instead focused on the only thing that is important, our relationship to God. Let us embrace his love, his mercy, his example, and love all people as he loves us.